You are listening to BensTorah.com.
You know, we're studying the first Shemites about Safik Daraisa, Lekula Lechumra. You know, we always mention Safik Daraisa is Lechumra, the Rambam holds Midrabana. And the Rashba holds Safik Daraisa is Lechumra Midaraisa. So the Pri Chadash says, why don't we learn out Safik Daraisa is Lekula from Safik Tumi Bishus Aram? So he answers that Safik Tumi Bishus Arabim is based on Cheskas Taira. If there's a Chazaka, then you don't need a Safik Daraisa Lekula. Chazad Gmar Chulin, you go, you have the status quo. If there's a Cheskas Taira, so he's learning this. So the Pri Chadash says, well, it's you only go Lekula by Safik Tumi Bishus Arabim is a Cheskas Taira. So he jumps on him. He jumps in the, if you look, Mavur Bekamikom is Bishas. Afagav Deleka Cheskas Taira. Toysis Reish Nida. The Shmaitzer jumps on the Pri Chadash as if he made a grave tois. And he says, Safik Tumi Bishus Arabim is Tar even without a Cheskas Taira. So the truth is, I saw on the bottom, one of the Bikim, the one who wrote this farm of the Shmaitzer, he says, there is a Toysis like the Pri Chadash. Three places. See, it seems to be a steer in Toysis. And there's steers in Toysis. There's a Chulin. There's all over Toysis in. If Safik Tumi Bishus Arabim is Tar without a Cheskas Taira. So he says, what does the Shmaitzer say? If you skip to the next paragraph, he says, Mavur Becham Kalmus in the next paragraph. Bishas Mishzam Sik Otar Avgav Lechzchat Kaira. Then he says, Elo de Gzeres HaKosovu. It's Gzeres HaKosov from Saita. Gzeres HaKosovu, Bituma Tar Bishzal Ram, Bein Lameid Misa Mituma. So he says, the Pri Chadash got the wrong answer. The answer is not because Cheskas Taira, because Tais is some places. Now, they're both right, Rabbi say. The footnote is correct, he's correct. It's just like he jumps on the Pri Chadash. You don't think the Pri Chadash made a mistake. There are Taisus in that say like the Pri Chadash. But he says all of Gashas. See, he says, Mavur Bekamim Kois Bishas. He claims as Gemaras that Safik Tumi Bishas Rab Mistar without a Safik, without a Chazaka. Now, some places in Shas, Tais is not like that. But the truth is, he found two Tais in Nidin Chulin that it's even without a Cheskas Taira. Tais is Exeris HaKosov. You don't learn Yisuf and Tumah. So, in other words, Safik Daraisa could be Luchumim Daraisa. By Safik Tumah Bishus Arabim, it's Exeris HaKosov. You don't learn Yisuf and Tumah. That's his answer. So then he asks the Pri Chadash, and go back to the Pri Chadash. The Gamleka Lameima, look in the back, the previous paragraph, let's go back. He asks him, Safik Tumi Bishus HaYachid. The Gamleka Lameima, the Tikshel Rambam is Safik Tumi Bishus HaYachid, the Sveiko Tame. Safik Tumi Bishus HaYachid is Sveiko Tame. I Rambam, Safik Darais is Lakula. So that's, he's asking from both Tumi cases. The Afladas Harash Batikshe, Krogabe Tumi Lamali. Why do you need the pasuk of Tumah? We learn out that Saita is Safik Tumah from Saita. Why do you need a pasuk? But according to the Rashba, Safik Darais is Lachumra anyhow. El Itzta Otema Uke Cheskas of the Tar. And that's why. You need a pasuk because you'd think this Cheskas Taira. Vaita Chazaka. Chestairu, Kamashu, that Exeris Akasav, Veke Cheskataira Bishas Yach Tameh. Then he asks the Pri Chadash has many questions. Gamadas Rambam, the Safik Shai Rachmano, Gabi Safik Tumi Shus Yachid, Avik Zeres Hakas of the Safik Tumi. V'kash lecho, delay with me. Cite the last lines. Shasur mi Safik. Ask a kash and delay with me. Cite Shasur mi Safik. Learn out from Cite that what that Safik Darais is lechumra from Cite. It's a Safik. It's a Safik. So learn out Safik lechumra. Dishani Yosim Dung Laim Ladava. But that's not the answer, says the Shmaitzer. The Pri Chadash says it's different there, Raglaim Ladavar. It's suspicious. Kinoi and Stirich, Raglaim Ladavar. The Gemara in Saita Dav Beis gives that svar. But that's not an answer, because all Safik Tumi Bishus HaYachid, there's no Raglaim Ladavar. Every Safik Tumi Bishus HaYachid, we're mitame without Raglaim Ladavar. The answer is that we don't learn Issa from Tumah. It's interesting, there's something about Bakami about this, Rabbi. I saw later the Shmaitz, and the Shmaitz will study tonight, but it's very important, it's significant. You know, the Gemara In Brabba Kama, it talks about a sfeik sfeik and a safek of a woman that's seeing nida. Tumas nida, you know, shuri shatz misasa. So the mother's become tummy. Was there a leida? Ain mixa shil yiblav la. It's mixa yim Brabba Kama. Yirav, friend, yirav. Yirav. So, Yibbez is Akav here. So, I just thought of this year. So Taisu says like this. Tais says, Tuma, Savik Tuma. The Gemara makes a chilul between one Savik and two Savikas. So Tais says, by Savik Tuma, there's no chiluk. If it's Pashus HaYachid, it's Tama even with two Savikas, Savikas. And Mishush HaRab, it's Tama even one Savik. So why you make a chiluk to Gabi Safik Tuma? So Tais says in Baba Kam, we're talking about Isha Labaila. Anida Labaila, that's not Tuma. So the Shmaitzer says, good pshat and Taisvis. That's a regular Isareva, that's not Tuma. What's Tuma? Tuma is Tuma. And Isha, Nida Labaila, he brings an achron, some sefer, that says, well, maybe Nida Labaila is also by Sveik Sveika, because it's a Safik Tuma. That achron missed Tais in Baba Kam. Isav nida to husband is already erva. It's not tuma. Tuma labayla is an eshesish. That's mizana. Tuma means a woman committed adultery. That's tuma. Nida is not tuma. It's often the taisus lomdish and taisim baba kam. And he attacks one of the achron. We don't have it later in the shmeitzer because an achron that's mesupak. Maybe nida is also savik tuma. So he says no. Tuma is either mamish tuma or it says tuma by saita. Saita has a din of tuma. A woman's committed adultery, suffic adultery, then that's called tumma. But neither the Bible is not tumma, it's a regular erva. It's a regular iser. So sveik sveik is mutter. Not like this one achron who clears that. So let's see the terutzim. Okay, Vikshul Rama. Let's start the third paragraph. Vikshul Rama, second column. Suffic mamzikov, one of the terik, these pegas are used in kralomali. They ask other the rash business. Kivin b'chol sveikas enel medivreya. So what do you need a pasuk? Suffik mams is mutter. The Gemara dash is a pasuk. Suffik mams is mutter. Who needs a pasuk? Every derais, suffik derais is mutter. Umarit tirates. The marit answers. The chishari rachman mams alagamri shari v'toras vaday. V'toras vaday. V'lo v'toras suffik. Not v'toras suffik. V'nafkamina. Difference is shemutu bevas yisrael mamzeres bevas achas. He can marry. This guy's a Suffolk Mamza. So you say, well, Suffolk Mamza can marry a Mamza. Suffolk Mamza can marry Bas Yisrael. Can he marry both? I've got that Tarti de Sasre. If Reuven is a Suffolk Mamza, he's either a Mamza or not a Mamza. If he's a Mamza, he can marry a Mamzeris. He's not a Mamza, he can only marry Bas Yisrael. This Suffolk Mamza can marry both. That's what the Maharit says, even though it's a Tarti de Sasre. The Koshi. So he has this, mentioned in the daf. I have a teretz though, I think. Because the imkain trei kroi lomali. What do you need to psukim? Chad l'mishni mamza b'shtukis. Remember, Rabbi, so we had two calls. We were saying three calls, four calls, you know, all the calls. So we had two psukim. Chad l'mishni mamza b'shtukis. That a mamza could marry a shtukis. Mamza could marry a suffik mamza. Chad l'mishni shtuki b'yisrael. There's two psukim. But according to Marit, all you need is one pasuk. If it's only one, of course it's mutter. We only need the pasuk when it's a tie, when you have a suffing mamzer marrying a mamzer, and a bas yisrael. So ein sham pekas soyuchsin to michad koin avkalei. It's only one pasuk. Because according to the Marit, you only need the pasuk when it's a maman of shach. When is it a maman of shach? When it's a suffing mamzer and a suffing, you know, he's a shtuki. And he wants to marry Mamzeris and a Bas Yisrael. Came to Lahat Mamzer Bishtukis, or Lahat Shtuki Bisrael, Kralo Tzorach. Came to Lahat Mamzer Bishtukis, Shtuki Bisrael, Kralo Tzorach, Trasfekis Mutter, and Latiru Bivas Yisrael of Mamzeris. You only need the Pasuk if it's both. Him came Ichad Kronaf, Glei Tarte, Shtaim Zil Shamanu.
This point of view.
What?
From her point of view. She's allowed to marry
the Khilith. Yeah, yeah. A Shtuki can marry Mamzeris.
No, from her point.
She's a Mamzeris. Well, if she's a Bas Yisrael can marry a Shtuki. See? Yeah, because Mamza Vadu is Suffolk Mamza. Mamza lo yovu b'kal Hashem, kal Vadi b'lo k'skal Suffolk. They're two at table.
What's the difference?
It's confusing. A Mamza can marry a Shtuki, Suffolk Mamza. When I say Shtuki, you know I mean Suffolk Mamza. Mamzer can marry Shtuki, and a Shtuki can marry Bais Yisrael. But Kota Marit, you only need one pasuk. So you're not my teretz Yisrael. I say he gives a teretz to Marit. He gives a goyinish a teretz. I have a simple teretz. My simple teretz is that let's say there's two girls. I have two girls. They're both a suffolk mamzer. This one's a mamzer or that one's a mamzer. So you can marry both. See, the Maritz case is when he's a shtuki and he's marrying a mamzer and a bas yisrael. So you say suffolk deraisa can't be lakula that case because mamanavshach. You're either a shtuki is either mamzer bas yisrael or ben yisrael. So you can marry both, but suffolk mamzer is mutter. So let's see, there are two women are suffolk mamzer. They got mixed up in a cave, and one of them is a vade mamzer. So I can marry both women. You don't need the case. The Marit didn't need the case, so that's when you need two psukim. Mm-hmm. He's assuming if it's two psukim, because he got carried away with the Marit's case of a shtuki married a mamzeres and bas yisrael. So I need a cotton. I say there's another case. There's another case where you'll have a maman of shach, you have two sveikas, he can marry both. So the Marit gave this case because the maisa, the two psukim. But the shmaitz, yes, so you don't need two psukim. Yes, you do. Because if there's only one pasuk, we'd say, well, Safik is mutter, a shtuki can marry a mamzer. Why do we need a pasuk? Safik the rice is lakula. No, even if it's a maman of shach, that you're marrying two, Safik mamzer, let's see, the mamzer is marrying two shtukis, two Safik mamzer, and maman of shach, one is a mamzer and one isn't. They got mixed up. You can marry both, just like the Maharit says. It's Betoris Vadai. But you don't need the Maritz case that's on both sides. It's a shtuki marrying a mamzer and a bas yisrael. You can say it's a case where it's a maman of shach on one of these yisur. That's my simple answer. I once tined many years ago to answer this kash. So let's forget about the Maritz now. We'll see. He gives a nice teretz. Chudush b'nei Yeshua, the Eilu Gazei. I want to speak at a later Shmaita, a chilk you had in the Daf Yomi a few days ago to Rubid Isakamon and Rubid Deleskam. What? Is it okay? You got my teretz chayim? Uve chedushi pnei Yeshua. Pek asar yuchsin kosa. Deilu gazeida. Lu yashi. Da od kosa rachmano la ate savig mamze. Hayno afilu echadika ruba li sura. Against the roiv. If it's a suffik, it's suffik lakula. But what about against the roiv? If it's ruba di sura, suffik mamze is muta. Vevi raya mesh kosa pichadosh. Ditzlich mishtei suffik mamze. Vevi echadika chazaka. So he says, you know what? Suffik mamzer, even if it's a chazaka, then it's a mamzer. Or it's a roiv, it's a mamzer. It could go and be suffik gerushin. Ticheskas eish is ish. Suffik mamzer is mutter, even if you put on chazaka, so it'll be a mamzer. So suffik if your woman got a get. So suffik mamzer is mutter. Suffik the rice, it wouldn't be lakula, she has a cheskas eish is ish. If you get one, then echadik or rubai in shah. So the Shmaitzer seems to argue, but later on he's murdered to this. Well, I mean, it's taiti. He thinks, on the Pnei Yeshua and the Pre-Chadosh. Lanias Daiti says, this 17-year-old Eloi, because this he may have added later, you know, he wrote the Shmaitzer when he was 17 years old. I tell my Tamidim, no, you ready to write a Shmaitzer? Sefer on Shas. It's not a Sefer on one Mesecht. You see, it's on Gan Shas. Lanias Daiti, Hechadik Aruba, Vade Aslinim Basra, Afilo Besavim Mamsa. No! If there's a rove, you have to suffik mamzer. Per kamid dechun shamilon dazlim basar ruba. The Gemara asks, how do you know you go after rove? The Gemara says, many of chulin rove chazaka. So asim imakya aviv ima. Yichai mis if you hit your father, you wound your father. Chas v'shalom. Maybe it's not your father, only rove. Father's only established to a rove. What?
Rove, it's a rove.
Yeah,
it's a rove.
Only a rove. My chulin. V'ima dama aviv wain sham. But how the hard to make thing about Avraham? Ain't no mishum rive. Yeah, it's only the Gemara Chulin says. Gemara says that's how you learn at rive. If you strike your father, it's only a rove that he's your father. Mishum rive. And this is not like the haflor, right? That we always speak out in Ksuvos. You know, it's the huchzak. Once you're paskin for other things, could be rive, would also be mutter. But here you're paskin for other halachas that it's a father. That famous haflo we always speak out, so that would be against the shmeitzer. Oh, mishum chazaka, v'neim the ruv v'chazak l'mani b'safik mamzim l'mishkach kol v'adai. He says there's no such thing as kol v'adai. If rov doesn't establish that a person is his father, it's only rov. And according to Pnei Yeshua, So you can, the Torah is matter even against a raiv. So everybody, there's no such thing as kol vada. Kol vada d'lo yavad. There's no kol vada. It's only kol vada through a raiv. So quite to Bnei Yeshua, the Torah was matter mamzer against a raiv. And even kol, mamzer can call bekalasha. But against a raiv, you don't say baget. It's suffik kol is mutter, even against a raiv. So every yid is a suffik kol. You know, his father is, maybe it's only a raiv. Chaynira, the Ryan's amazing Ryan. The Gemara says, suffik kol yavoi. So if that suffik yavoi, according to the Yeshua, means even a raiv, so then every yid is a suffik kol. Every yid, there's no such thing as kol vadai. How do you know who the father is?
Isn't the mother believed to say that this is the father?
Good question. Those are sugyas, those are big machlegas. Yeah. That's shtuki.
That's
shtuki biduki, then the amanus of the mother. I mean, why'd you say? Because the mother said he's the father. Her edus, you mean?
Yeah.
Maybe she's not saying.
Maybe she was.
Maybe she's not around.
Yeah, so maybe.
So you have to judge.
You can have a mitzvah where they were both stuck in a cave for a year.
Yeah, there is a mitzvah, far-fetched mitzvah, right? When they locked them, they're in a jail. The only thing was is Avu, the Shomer Shomer Tzarech. L'cheinere, teichi d'ruba chazak az nimasra. So he says, no, d'ruba chazak az nimasra. Rabbi say, later the Shmaitzah makes a chil between Ruba the Issa come on and Ruba the Lesa come on. Like Rabbi Kivegin Ksubis Yugimel. The Shmaitzah says, you just add, I tied it, remember you the other day, I said Taisis can argue with Rashi. Rashi made a chiluk. Remember Rashi in Kedushin was that Ayin Teh Pei, I think Pei of an Aleph, between Ruba de Issa Kaman and Ruba de Leisa Kaman. Rashi made a chiluk between Ruba de Issa Kaman, bunch of coins, 9 coins and 1 coin, you say it came from the Raif. Ruba de Issa Kaman. And Ruba de Leisa Kaman. What's classic Ruba de Leisa Kaman? Probably the father. That's a Ruba de Leisa Kaman. It's probably the father. It's not. It's like a chazaka. It's like Rivash says. It's b'teva. Like most women give birth to 9 months. That's davar b'teva. It's ruba d'leisa kamon. So the Shmaitzer says a ruba d'leisa kamon is a vadi mamza, but ruba d'isa kamon is a safek because it doesn't make sense. Before statistics, they learned statistics in college. So b'kivega, and the Shmaitzer. Not only the Shmaitzer. Kvegin Subas Yud Gimel also says this. Rebuti Sikaman doesn't make sense. Just because there's nine here and 1 here. And now if I find 1 over here, is it more likely it came from the 9? No, it's a chok. He says, that's Xeris HaKasif. He says, Ruba Delay Sikaman, that's a svar. Ruba Delay Sikaman, this is, I found this from Kvegin, and then surprise, to my surprise, the Shmaitzer says the same svar. So, I mentioned in the daf, you had a chilk and rashi between Ruba Delay Sikaman and Ruba Delay Sikaman, remember? So, which one was stronger? Which is stronger, Ruba?
The Issa Kaman.
No, I think Ruba the Lesser Kaman, right? Rashi said,
But isn't the case of Ruba the Lesser Kaman?
So I mentioned Rav Shimon Shkapi, as a theorist, which is stronger? Rashi, or is it Peyam and Aleph? Rashi says,
doesn't Ruba the Lesser Kaman have a Raglain with over?
Oh, you're right. The Chazak Ruba the Issa Kamano.
Sure.
You're right. Rashi's made the case of the Tinuk. I'm trying to recover that pay. The case with the Tinuk, Nimtzim Tzara Issa, and the case of the Shratzim. So by the Shratzim it says, that Issa by Tzuch Abayis, Shratzim Tzadim Tapim Sham, Imrov Shratzim Tmeya, Imrov Tzadim Taira. You go after Rubit, and Rashi says, Rubit the Issa, come on. Avdisa the Chazar, Rubit the Issa, come on. So you're right, Ruba Issa Kaman is stronger. You're right. Rashi is saying Ruba Issa Kaman is stronger, and the one by the Tinokis Metapchim is Ruba Delesa Kaman. It's that number. And Rashi clearly, Knushin Daf Pei, as I pointed out in the Daf, I'm sure this is open to my Rashi. No, this is not Raid. This is, you know, Art Scroll. Rashi makes a chiluk, and he says Ruba Issa Kaman is stronger. So I mentioned the Daf from Shimon Yestiris that Ruba Delesa Kaman is stronger. Here we're learning in Shmaitzah, Lechaira, that Ruba Delesa Kaman is stronger. Because Rabbi Kivek, the Shmaitzah says later in the Shmaitzah, that even though he argues in the Pri Chodesh, he says, well, a roiv is a vadai bamzer. But he says, that's only by Ruba de Leisa Kaman. A Ruba de Leisa Kaman. But Ruba de Issa Kaman is not logical. Ruba de Issa Kaman
It's not logical. The 9 chafer stores and 1 kosher store, there's no, it's a 50% chance if the piece of meat came from the store with 9 and the store with 1. He says, Exas HaKos, Kivega and the Shmaitzer say, Ruba de Isa come on, your case, Ben, with the stores, is Exas HaKos, Ruba de Lisa come on, is a swallow.
You wouldn't say the same thing.
So the Shmaitzer says later that he agrees a shtickel to the Heilige Zeda, but he's mechab to Ruba Disa Kaman, Ruba Disa Kaman. The opposite way that Rashi is mechalik here on that page.
Would he say the same thing if the 9 stores were treif and the 1 store is kosher, and you find a piece of meat?
Of course.
So it's just as equal that it could be from the kosher.
Then you get malchus. Roy will say it's vaday treif, you get malchus.
But you're saying right now that that's not
it's a right. It's exas akosav, Rabbi Ma'atois. It's a pasa. He's saying it's not logical, it's exas akosav. So if the Torah says Safik Mamzer is mutter, see, if it's a logic, so it's not called Safik Mamzer. But he said, since Ruben Issa Kaman is logically 50-50, so it's exas akosav, he brings a sheet in Bar Metzia, the famous, he brings later the sheet in Bar Metzia, that a Ruben Issa Kaman is still called a Safik. But a Ruben Issa Kaman not. So he's, the Shmait is making a chiluk, the opposite chiluk, you're right, it's called Rashi here, it's a, I didn't remember which way it says it here. So let's see, Dingzuch on the player Shua, and he says, the kashalam divim, look what he's going to answer. I want to show you, Goyeshim, the third teretz, we're almost finished, Rabbi Yisrael. Let's skip to, Bikashalam, B'divim Arit. He's going to answer, going to answer. And it's very important shtickle because we're going to talk about Asham Tali. The famous also, Tshuvas HaRashba, the Mishnah Melech. Rabbi Yisrael, you know, if you have a Safik Tarfus, you bring a carbon Asham Tali. Zdach HaPeleh, Tepeleh. It's Mutter. If Safik Tarais is Mutter B'Daraisa, how can you bring a carbon? Azay Freit HaRashba in the Rambam. Doesn't make sense. If a Rav will say you're allowed to eat it, so the truth is that's totally in the doctor. This kasha has to do with the doctor and my what we're arguing about. Let's see the shtick. We'll see the shtick. I'm going to show you the shtick. Look at this last paragraph, the fourth paragraph on this page. Kasha l'mdivim harit shemitaritz itzdech lemishtei suffik mamza b'taris vaday. That was his kasha, right? Shemitaritz itzdech lemishtei suffik mamza b'taris vaday. Shemuta be Yisrael, it's Mamzeris. Dim Kane, so what was the Shmaitz's kasha? Forget about my answer. His kasha was, why do you need to psuk him? Trey Kroy Laman, the Atter be Yisrael, of Mamzeris. From one pasuk, because he's assuming the Shmaitzer, the Marit means, it's Mutab Tars Mamanavshach, so if Shtuki can marry Mamzer and a Ben Yisrael. So you see, both Sveikas are Mutter. From that one ding, you see both sfeikas are mutter. Because you don't need a heter if it's only one safek. If it's not a maman of shach, b'safek is mutter. So he gives, I gave a simple teretz, he gives a goyinish teretz. You know, Rabbi Yisai, the shayla increases three teretz, and why it's different. If you chayv a carbon Hashem Tolu, if you have one piece, only if you have two pieces. Very important machleks increases. You know, it says in Torah, Safek Chel if you bring an Hashem Tolu. What happens? So if not, one case would be two pieces, and you ate one, there's Chel of in the Shum, and I don't know which one I ate. What happens if there's only one piece? The Tanoim, it's machleks Tanoim. You're not chayv Hashem Tolu if there's only one piece. You know what he says this machleks is Tolu in? If Safek Darais is the Rashba and the Rambam. He learns that Machlekes Tanoim is a Machlekes Rashban Ram. Look how he says it. Umandesoy, the one who holds Labin Ikvi Yisur, Svirli the Suffolkos Minatara Shekamos Marit. Rabbi Yisai. If you don't need Chsi Rabbi Yisai, the Rambam will Suffi Dreis Lakula, but not by Ikvi Yisur. We'll soon see the Rambam is Maida. If you have two pieces, one is Chelev, one is Shuman. It's the same 50-50. This is not an odds maker. I have two pieces, one Chelev, one is Shuman. But the Rambam say I can eat one because Safek Darais Lakula now. The Rambam only owns Safek Darais Lakula with one piece, which is 50-50, same odds. Only one piece. So he says, the question of my writ. The machloik is Avatam Bashem Tali, Ibn Achlichas Vichatichas, Plingazet. The Marit writes, it's an amazing thing. Machloik is Rashbin Rambam, it's a machloik Stanoim. This is not comfortable. This is uncomfortable. He's saying the machlekes Rambam and Rashba is a machlekes Tanoim. If you hold, you bring an ashem tali on one piece of meat. So that's a raya that Safik Daraisa is Lechumim Raisa, Safik Asa Min HaTorah. But the one who says you need two pieces of meat, the truth is, what I don't like about this is the Gemara gives three reasons. The Gemara Krisis gives three reasons why you need two pieces. This only makes sense according to one of the reasons of the Gemara. Shall I remind you, Yossi, the three reasons the Gemara Krisis gives? The reason that makes sense here is Ikva Yisur. The logical reason is there's a piece of this in front of you. Ikva Yisura. If there's one piece, I don't know if it's kosher or not. One piece. But if there's a kosher one, and a treifel one, is ikva yisur. This makes sense. But the Gemara gives other svaras of efshel of rurei lo efshel of rurei. Oh, it's a pasuk of mitzvahs. So maybe if it's a pasuk, you can learn the pasuk that way. Umanda mishtei chtichas. Ubay ikva yisur. The one who holds only two pieces. Svira dechad lo ikva mutam in atayra. That's why you don't bring Hashem Tali, Rabbi Sai. There's a marit. Shmaitz is not his own invention. The Maharit says, which is, it's highly unusual, Machlokes Tanoim should be a Machlokes Rishayim. You know, it comes out the Rashba and the Rambam argue Machlokes Tanoim. U'mishochel lekoshem toli kem shtu mutalochel yavshah. So he said, the Shmaitz is a goyness. Rabbi Yossi holds not like the Rambam. You can't ask him, Rabbi Yossi is the one who says the extra calls. Says Rabbi Yossi Lishitas, Rabbi Yossi Altish Vida Ramba. The Kashi was on the Ramba. Why do you need two coals? Yeah, but that's Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like the Rambam. According to the Maharit, Rabbi Yossi held Safik Daraisa Lechum Daraisa. So you can't let out both from one din. You need a regular Safik, then it's Mutter. You can't let Rabbi Yossi Shabbat. So that's the Goynish Shmeitzer, Rabbi Yossi. I'd like to learn with you the final teretz of the Shmeitzer. This is the this is his Goynish Teretz, Rabbi Yossi. Here's the Kasha and the Maharit. According to you, it should be one pasuk. Should be matter both. So he says, so why does Rabbi Yossi need two psukim, one for kalvadim, one for mamzavadai? So he says, yeah, because Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like the Rambam. According to this cheshvin of the Maharit, Rabbi Yossi holds something derais is lechumrim derais. So you need some pasuk. You don't need a pasuk. The whole Maharit is to answer the Rambam. And Rabbi Yossi doesn't hold like the Rambam. That's the Goynish Shmait. A Goynish Shmait, this little kid, thought of this Goynish cheshvin. Now, as I mentioned in the daf, Rabbi Yossi, the three terutzim, the daf took about a minute or two to say the three terutzim, the Maharit, and the, were the three, the Maharit, the Pnei Yeshua, and the Shmaitzah. This is the Shmaitzah step. The Shmaitzah step. The Iker Nira, Bergshein. What's the answer to the Rambam? The Iker Nira, Ditztuch, Lemishre, Safek, Mamzim, and Isari, Vimachua, Mamzim, Vladkosh. Ikvay Surah! He says, Rambam holds Safik Daraisa Lekula with one piece, right? If there are two pieces, again, Rabbi said, what's the raya to this? Because if there are two pieces, what are you bringing Hashem Tali? It's Mutal. Teretz is, Rambam Paskins, Chtich Achsim Shteichich. So Safik Daraisa Lekula is one piece. If Ikvay Surah, so the Shmaitz answers that, you know when you need a heter? By Ikvay Surah, when the two kids in the Machbua, two kids got mixed up, it's the two pieces of meat. And now you want to marry one of them. Saving moms is mutter. Ikvei surah. The ikaner. The itztrich lemishte saving moms a bitisarev b'machbua. Moms a b'vlad kosher. In a hideout, a cave, two babies got mixed up. Nebuchadnezzar, you know, it happens in hospitals, but they try to be very careful today. But, you know, they mixed up. There's been masses in hospitals that way. Chas v'shalom. They mix up babies. Of moms is fake on mutter. That's what you need a pasuk for, by Yikva Yisura. Einachinam, if a guy's a Safik Mamza, Safik Darais is Lakula. But in a case where it's Yikva Yisura, two babies got mixed up, so you have two pieces of meat. So then you need a pasuk, it's Mutter. So let's go over the three terrors of Rabbi Say.
So every baby is a Safik.
Like I tell my students in yeshiva, I tell my yeshiva, I wake up 3 in the morning, I want you to be able to tell me the three terutzim to the Rashba's kasha. That's what I tell my kindala. So I'm trying to train them that way. So Torah should be imprinted in their minds, never forget it. So the three terutzim, the Rashba's and the Rambam, why do you need a pasuk by suffering mamzer, it's mutter? Why do you need a pasuk? So Marit says it's mutter b'toris vada, even though you have a maman of shach. Even though you have a maman of shach, either this way or that way, it's still mutter, even though I'm against the maman of shach. That's the Marit there. The Pnei Yeshua answers that even against a roiv, something mams is mutter even against a roiv. And the Shmait answers ikvei surah. So you only have to remember three words, rabbis. You only have to remember three words. The Baritz Teretz is Maman of Shach. That Safik is Betar Zvadi, it's Mutter, even when it's Maman of Shach. And the Pnei Yeshua says, even against Raiv, which the Shmaita here argues, and later makes the Chatim Ravadis Kovirisim. And the Shmaita's Teretz of Ikvi Surah. If you have two Tinoik, it's got mixed up. Umams is Fekum, Mishnah Melch, Perk Tezvot, Mesur Bir Kosav. The Hafag of the Safik, Mams is Shari. The quotes of Mishnah Melch, look at this. And I can turn it over. The Avgav Sofimel Shem Mikol Makayim. It's on the other side, of course. Mikol Makayim Mamzish Nisariv Lo Shari. The Mishnah says, it's only Mutter if it's likely so. One guy is a Sofim Mamzer. But Mamzish Nisariv Lo Shari. Why? Because Kivan, the Bechai Gav, the Vim Hashem Toli, the Sofim Echad, the Vim Hashem Toli. See, the Mishnah Melech writes that the Torah was only matter suffering mamza
when there's only one.
When there's only one. But if two pieces of meat exactly, if it's sickly, so just like you bring an Hashem Tali, the Torah is in matter it. So that's good according to the Rashba. It's according to the Rashba. The Mishnah Melech makes sense according to the Rashba. But according to the Rambam, that's precisely the answer to the Rambam. We have a pasuk. Seven mamzes is mutter even when it's ikva yisur. Ain't var muchachin. Rabbi kach mivashem tali. Of course, you're kiven the midi sveikel on nafka. Torah mamzes vadim lam is suffik day. Zeh suffikul. The Mishnah says, well, it's not mutter because you bring an ashem tali. So what? It's a suffik, and the Torah was mutter suffing mamzes. So you quoted a Rashba, Rabbi. The Mishnah makes sense. Because you have no raya. Kote Rashba, you need a pasuk, it's mutter, even by one chaticha. So you have no raya, the Torah is mutter, even by two chatichas. You know what I mean, Yassi? According to the Mishnah Melech makes sense according to the Rashba. But, right? See, the Mishnah Melech writes that suffering mamza is only mutter, one piece of meat. Like one mamza. But guys, it's suffering mamza, mutter. But if you have two kids mixed up in the cave, two pieces of meat, it's not mutter. So that's the Shmait says you got it wrong. That's the whole pshat Rambam. That's what the Torah is being matter suffering, even if they're two pieces. But what I'm arguing now, Yossi, is according to the Rashba, who all suffering deraisa is lechum midaraisa. So you need a pasuk to be matter even one piece. So you have no raya. The Torah is matter two pieces. According to the Rashba, you need a pasuk. The world, this whole pilpul is on the Rambam. According to the Rashba, there's no kasha. Why do you need a pasuk? Suf mamz is mutter. Of course you need a pasuk. Suf the rice is...
Good stuff.
What? One more paragraph? Should I do one more paragraph for the oilam? One more paragraph, Efsha. What about Metziah? A little Mezikim. Rama means... Shmaitzah means a ride from a Gemara to the Rashba. At the end, it's a machlek svishayim. He wants a proof from a Gemara, but Metziah, talk for Kayin, that Savik Darais is Lachomer Darais. Perishlishi, which is one more paragraph, Rabbi Segui, one more paragraph. He's going to be a Rai from a Gemara, but Metziah, to prove the Rashba is correct. Savik Darais is Lachomer. Even one piece. Amnam Nira Lachiach, Kshitis Haramban, Rashba, the Savik Asad Vartayim. You're right from a Gemara? Mehoda Baruch, Barakamid Mimtsiya. But it's not as Sveikis. Nechnasim Ledir Lis Aser. Sveikis, if you have a Suffolk, if it's a Karba. Suffolk, if it's Kaddish. So Nechnasim Ledir Lis Aser. Right? That's a Mishnah. As Sveikis, Suffolk. The Gemara wants to know what is a suffix. Suffix Bechor, suffix Peter Hamor. The Gemara discusses what's suffix. It says, Sveikus, Nechnasim Ledir Lis Aser means you assume it's Chulin. Nechnasim Ledir Lis Aser means you can't use a holy carbon for Maisa Beima. It's got to be weak to animals. So Sveikus, Nechnasim Ledir Lis Aser. And the Gemara says, quote, Ilei Masavik Bechayres. It's a one line Gemara. Ilei Masavik Bechayres. Savik Bechar. That's the Sugya of Takvakayin. Savik Bechar. Savik Bechayres. Frank the Gemara, Yeh Kaddush Machalosh Kaddush. It can be. It says, Yeh Kaddush. Hasiri Yeh Kaddush. You can't put a Savik Bechar into the den, into the corral, my Sebema, because Yeh Kaddush Lo Shvak HaKaddush. Lo Shvak HaKaddush. So Gemara says, Safik Pidyim Petach Amor. Ah, it's no Kedusha. No Kedusha. Safik Pidyim Petach Amor. That's the Maskana of the Gemara, but we're not interested in that. Feinshot. Frank the Shmeitzer, if Safik Dorais is Lakula, what do you mean, Shvak HaKaddush? Mutter, you can do Gizavad. If Safik Dorais is Lakula, why is that called Shekvar Kodosh? The name of Freita Shmeitzer, the Safik Mutter Minat Torah, Im Kein Safik Bechor Mutter Be Gizavad Void. Kecholin. Right? Kecholin Gomer. Vechav Le Kodosh Kvar. What do you mean, Velo Shekvar Kodosh? Bishlam Alek the Rashba. Safik Dorais is Lachumra, it's Shekvar Kodosh. Vafagav Da Siri Vadev Asiri Safik. It says, Asir Vadav, Asir Safik, Vadav Bechor Namein, a part of the Maisim, the Shibin Yeh Kaddush, Reka Kaddush. Why is a Bechor part of the Maisim? Because it's already Kaddush. Vim Safik ain't no Kaddush, min HaTorah. According to the Rambam, Safik Kedusha is like no Kedusha. Safik the rice is mutter. Min HaTorah, V'yotzei L'chum Megizav Avoda, Kim Keke Vadai Chulin. It's like Vadai Chulin. It's like Vaday Chulin. El Alkor the Savas Minat Torah. Kaddish mi Safek Shoch Shab Yekodesh Kaddish. Mi Safek the Simi Safek is a new Raya Brew. It looks like he owns like Dr. Brickman. Is this a Raya to Dr. Brickman? Because according to Ani Akotin, it is Safek Kaddish. You take a risk. It's mutter to take a risk, but it's Safek Kaddish. I mean, he's saying, oh, it's Chulin Gemurim, because you can do Gizav Avoda. Well, yeah, you can do Gizav Avoda if it's really Mutter, but it may be also. See, the Shmaitz is saying, the Gemara B'Metzia says, a Safik Bechor is called Shekvar Kaddish. Say, yes. Bishta B'Kotel Rashbe. Safik D'Raisi is also. It's Shekvar Kaddish. Mi Safik, it's Midaraisi. It's you treat it like, you can't do Gizav Avoda. It's a Safik Kaddish. According to Rabbi Safik Kaddish, is he treated like chulin? It's nothing. Is it really nothing? I'm saying to you, no, it's not really nothing. It's just you could take a risk. But it's not nothing. It's still a Safik Kaddish, according to the Rambam. If it really was a Kaddish, it would be over in Aveira. So when I study this Shmai symptoms, I think maybe the Shmai holds like Dr. Brickman. That according to Rabbi Safik, the rice is mutagamur. Or else his kash is not such a strong kash.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.